is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I am joined by the podcast hosts, Ariane and Sarah.
Hello.
Thank you guys for joining me as we talk about this week's some of this week's weird news stories. I just want to start with one that is weird and disturbing.
The picture is more disturbing.
I'm sure there are more. I found the most disturbing one that I could.
Good job.
But this is about Vladimir Putin's annual calendar. And no one can worry. It's finally out. It's finally on shelves.
Whew.
I know that everyone wanted to see it.
He makes a calendar every year, I think.
Yeah, he does. Every year that he has been president or prime minister or whatever it is, ruler, he puts out a calendar.
Ruler.
And it's out for this year, for the 2019 edition.
And clearly people are buying it if we're still putting it on shelves. Well,
I guess.
Whatever you're into.
I guess people are buying it. I feel like it would be out on shelves even if people weren't. I feel like Putin would just love to make a calendar every year.
Yeah. I mean, in Russia, yes, I can see that. But here, would we still...
It's not actually out. I heard mostly that it's out in stores in Russia.
Okay, that makes more sense.
There has to be some store in the U.S. that also has it.
Why? But probably find it on Amazon.
Oh, I know, right?
Oh, yes.
Hopefully that's the only store it's on.
Well, I'm sure you can find it online. Maybe you can find older editions online.
Oh, gosh.
Who knows? You know, if you really want to go back and get like the 2016 version, get a little younger Putin, you know, you can. he is actually 65. And in the January calendar, the first, just to start off your year right, is Putin shirtless, emerging from the waters of Lake Seliger. And he is observing the Russian Orthodox tradition of Epiphany, mm-hmm. which is kind of in the picture. They've built like a platform over the lake and you kind of like step into the little lake spot where they cut it out. Uh-huh. It's freezing cold. And then you kind of just step right back out. And
so a quick dip.
Yes. Yeah, so just
like
a quick dip.
It's like the polar bear plunge, except it has religious overtones.
Yeah. And you're not like swimming around. You're just kind of quickly going in and out. And so there's that photo to start off your year. There are also photos of him going to shooting ranges, wielding a pistol, playing hockey, horseback riding, cycling through a wooded road.
Is he shirtless in all of them? I know they said that he's shirtless in each edition, like every year. There's a picture of him shirtless in one of the pictures, but is it all of them?
I didn't see it in all of them. No. Like, you know, the ones like when he's like biking, he's like wearing sunglasses, like observing the trees as they change color. And
There's already the shirtless picture of him on the horse. So I feel like I don't want to repeat that too many years in a row.
Right. You don't want to get too repetitive. Your audience will get bored, you know.
Yeah.
But definitely it's all the pictures. He wants to get every chance that he can to show off his like sportsmanlike, you know, doing physical exercises. And there's a picture of him cuddling a shepherd dog and a leopard cub
together.
No, there's two separate mutts. That would be great, though.
Interesting.
But it's just showing all sides of Vladimir Putin. You know, the cuddly side,
oh,
the outdoorsy side, the shirtless side,
the religious side.
Exactly. Wow. It's all covered in the 2019 calendar.
Oh my gosh!
It has become a popular series. Copies of the 2016 calendar were published by a Russian tabloid newspaper and sold throughout Moscow. And so it just keeps coming back.
Wow.
I saw a video of a lady, and she owned a shop, and she was putting them out in shelves, and she was like annoyed. She was like, why do I have to do this every year?
They make her?
Like, yeah, I mean, it's the president. You have to put out the calendar of him.
I refuse the right to not sell. I don't know. I would be like, no, I don't want this in my shop.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They're out there. Oh, I feel like in other parts of the video that I watched, some people were saying that they were like okay with it, and some people were saying like this is kind of dumb.
Right.
But, you know, well, if you're into it.
I mean, and you know, we're not here to if you're Russian and you are you know, or you're, whether you're a Russian citizen or Russian American or whatever you are, and you're like, hey, I want a calendar of the president, we're not mocking that. It's just kind of like an interesting thing for a leader to put out, especially shirtless. You know, it's something that we expect. So I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are some U.S. presidential calendars out there too. But they're probably in suits. But
I feel like they're in suits. Yeah.
In like,
I mean,
the Oval Office.
The last thing I need is like, I don't know, Richard Nixon shirtless.
Yes. Oh my gosh, no. No.
Or like Garfield.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think he's a larger man.
Some nice like gelatin silver prints of Abraham Lincoln, you know?
Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe we should work on that. We could do the GSMC Weird News presidential calendar.
I think it'd be a hit.
We could Photoshop their heads onto, you know, various...
The host bodies.
That's a podcast.
Like our bodies.
We do need... No, that's just wrong.
Then we could do our own, like, calendar. Just GSMC host calendar.
Yeah, for the holidays, you know, fundraising.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. We're looking to raise like 25 cents.
Yeah.
I'll buy it. I'll
subscribe.
Get a free coffee.
We'll send you a thank you card. That's all we can offer. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Maybe my mom would buy the one. Who knows? So enough about our calendars and Putin's calendars.
Right.
I also wanted to move on to a story that is kind of sad. So there was a young girl in New York who brought home to her mom little tiny containers of crack cocaine from her preschool.
Oh my, 4 years old.
Yep.
Why?
4 years old.
Where'd she get them? I mean, obviously preschool, but...
Yeah, so this 4-year-old girl brought home little tiny vials of crack cocaine, and she told her mom that they were teeth that were given to her by a boy at school.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So the mom's name is Sabrina Straker, and she said her daughter, Serenity, showed her these little vials, said that they were the teeth, and her mom was like looking at them because she's like, this is weird, like, because they had little, you know, like little things in the containers. And so she's like, maybe these are teeth. But then she was trying to say to her daughter, like, well, you know, the boy should put them under his pillow and like things like that.
That
you know?
So, but I saw a picture of the containers, and they weren't, okay, just... Side note, my kids have brought home like little containers of teeth, like if their tooth fell out at school and the teacher gives them like a little container to bring it home in. And they're little tiny like plastic, you know, little tube things, but they're shaped like teeth. The ones that my kids have brought home, they're shaped like teeth. They look super cheap. Like, I'm just saying, and these containers were round. They were small, just like perfect size to carry, just like, I don't know, they did not look like teeth.
I don't know. They did not look like teeth.
The only thing I can say is thank goodness she was told they were teeth and not candy.
Oh, exactly.
Well, the story continues.
Oh, no.
So the mom, Sabrina, was inspecting the container. She thought it was weird. So she brought one of them to the local precinct. And then she was shocked to find out that they contained crack cocaine. And then she was horrified when her daughter said that she had put some of them in her mouth because the daughter said, yeah, they taste weird. And she was like, what?
Oh, no. I'm glad they tasted weird, and she hopefully spit them out soon.
Yeah. So then, of course, she was shocked. She took her to the emergency room where she tested positive for crack cocaine.
Oh, my gosh.
And she said that, like, Serenity, the little girl, was acting, like, super energetic, obviously, like, bouncing off the walls, couldn't stop talking, couldn't stop running around.
Oh,
and the mom compared her to, like, the Energizer Bunny. And it was terrifying because she could have died of an overdose.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So thankfully, Serenity was okay. And then they brought her home when everything was fine. But obviously the mom was like, I'm not bringing my daughter back to this school.
I mean, are they investigating the boy's family?
I was just going to ask.
I don't know if they're investigating the boy's family because a spokesperson from the school, when approached about the issue, said that like they claimed the boy got them because someone threw it over the fence into the like play yard of the preschool.
Did they not have cameras?
I don't know. I don't know how they came to this conclusion. I don't know if like the little boy said that or whatnot, but they're investigating it. And the director, Yvette Joseph, said that their school's in a rough area. And so she's like, this isn't something that we want to happen, but like things like this are kind of around in the neighborhood.
Right, it's not surprising to them.
But
I don't know which is worse. Somebody either leaving them around so their kid picks them up and takes them to preschool.
Right.
Somebody sending them with their kid to preschool.
Yeah.
Or them somebody finding throwing them over the fence into a preschool.
Right, exactly. I feel like you have to know that's a school. You know? You see little kids.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Ugh. It's just bad on bad on bad.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah, it's really sad. So
can we go back to Putin shirtless?
I know, I prefer that better now.
I never thought I'd say that, but I feel that was more uplifting.
I mean, you and everyone who buys the calendar says that.
Yeah, back to January.
They turn back to January. Start the year over. But yeah, this is a sad story. But again, the little girl's okay, so we're very glad about that.
Yeah.
Hopefully the school is looking into this issue and making sure it doesn't happen again. And we just wish the best for that school and that family.
Right.
I hope that doesn't happen again. But inspect what your kids bring home.
Yeah,
right.
With a critical eye. So, kind of sad. Mm. But we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and keep talking about weird news.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the Weird News Podcast. We are continuing to talk about some of the week's strangest stories, and this one is adorable.
Thank you.
Alaska's fattest bear.
Aww.
It's so cute. I also, in my notes, I had to include a picture because I just like looking
he
at her.
He is cute. Is it he or is she?
It's a she.
Oh, she
is
so
cute. Wow.
So this is a brown bear and possibly a pregnant mother, and the brown bear's name, according to the park, is Bear 409. But then they gave her another name. It's Bead Nose.
Oh.
Neither of those are good.
Well, it doesn't really make any more. I feel like it has something to do with something in the park. Oh,
probably.
I'm sure they have to number the bears for the park.
Right.
And she's the one who gets a name. She actually beat out another bear, and that bear is just 747. So it's good for Bear 409 Bead Nose.
maybe she got a bead stuck up her nose once.
I don't know.
Like
maybe
a small child.
like water on her nose.
Oh,
like
maybe.
Water beads. I don't know. Or she like nosed out the competition. I don't know.
She's adorable, and yet I'm thinking, you know, like...
She looks so comfortable in her chubbiness.
Well,
too.
She does,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's not like overweight humans. People are like, they're so cute. There's something wrong with this.
Well, she was crowned on Tuesday the fattest bear of 2018.
Did she win something?
I know.
I don't know. I guess just internet fame.
Nice.
Yay. She beat out a male, and that, as I said before, was Bear 474 for the title. And she was declared the fattest bear via an online like voting competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, that's not very scientific.
Well, it was just by pictures that were collected by the staff at the Katmai National Park and Preserve. And this is a very popular event that they have called Fat Bear Week.
Better than Shark Week. I mean, those look horrifying. These are cute.
These are, I mean, well, bears could be terrifying. It's, you know,
attacking you
from a distance, right? Yeah, from a distance. When they're just sitting, they look adorable. And apparently the national park has, this competition is very popular, and they go and they post photos. And I think they try and post a different photo every day. And it's just, people just vote and they'll pick. And it's kind of like a basketball tournament style of voting. And so at the very end, it was between her and this other male, and she won. And they said that so typically male bears are bigger,
right?
But she was deemed more rotund.
But she is, like, just.
That's not fair. If she's pregnant, then she has the extra weight and the males don't get to be pregnant. So how fair is that, really?
I mean, if she's that fat because of pregnancy, I think she still gets it.
Does she?
You know? I think so.
Plus, well, there might have been other pregnant bears in the competition.
Not only is she eating for however, you know, bears can have 1, 2, 3 cubs.
I was gonna, yeah.
Not only is she eating for multiple bears, she's also eating to hibernate. So she's got to pack it in.
Yeah, yeah, okay. She is. And she really does look rotund.
Yeah.
She
I'm
really
just
does
looking
get
out
it.
For the male bears out here. You know, I was trying to have your back. Sorry.
I'm sure that all of our bear listeners really appreciate it.
Yeah.
They're very grateful around. They are preparing for hibernation, so they'll have lots of podcast time.
Yes, good luck. I was just thinking that.
Just in time for our calendar.
Have a bear next to Putin.
Oh, that, I'm sure
well,
he has
it is
that.
Russia.
Yeah, I'm sure there are lots. And on Facebook, on the park's page, everyone was praising her. They said that her radiant roles were deemed by the voting public to be the year's most fabulous flab.
Oh.
Which is such wonderful. It's such a great headline.
Right?
Her fabulous flab. I know. And it's wow. So cute. But she only has a few more weeks to eat, like salmon and things like that, before she has to go into the mountains and dig a den and hibernate. So really, it's a good time for them to do this competition, because this is when bears are at their fattest.
Right.
Yes.
And so she will start going into hibernation, I think, in November. Okay. And so that's why all of the bears are trying to eat up, like, salmon that is migrating upstream, mm-hmm. berries, things like that. And it's very popular for nature lovers to watch either, like, the park's live stream or to go see the bears in person, because they are getting rotund and feasting on salmon and things like that. And the rivers in this park are particularly abundant for salmon this time of year. So it's a very popular place for bears to go and eat their fill before they have to go into hibernation. And I just think it's so adorable.
She is really cute, though.
Good on you, bead nose.
Yeah.
You need a better name. But
yeah, I could know.
Maybe next year we could vote on a better name for her.
I don't know how they picked the name, actually.
Yeah, I'd be interested to find out that story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so they'll start, they start stocking up on sockeye salmon, I believe, and that starts in June. And then they just keep going, because during hibernation, they can actually lose a third of their body weight.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it is insane. So I hope that, you know, she's
didn't
stocked
eat for
up.
6 months. Think yeah. How much weight you would lose.
If I was that large, I would definitely go on a hibernation diet.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the best diet that I could think of. You just sleep.
No, it's like starvation.
Sometimes, yeah, that's true.
No, how
that's
healthy true. That would be.
But sometimes I wish I could hibernate. I mean, just sleep for like, yes. I mean, it doesn't have to be many months, but sleep for like a month? That sounds nice.
Yeah. I've slept for 29 hours before, straight.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, in your tiny hibernation?
Yeah, that would be my tiny hibernation is 29 hours.
Yeah, no, I mean, works for the bears. Could maybe work for us, I don't know.
It definitely worked for me.
I mean, I think in humans they call it a coma, and it's
yeah, not, that's a,
not really so good for us. Yeah.
Well, maybe not.
Gosh.
That's okay. For our next story, I've seen this a lot on social media, and I know that it particularly blew up on Twitter. But a woman was caught on camera calling 911 on a bunch of whales.
Yes. I saw this, but I refused to click on it because it just seemed ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, it is here, Sarah, and you're going to have to hear about it.
No, I'm okay. I didn't click on it at the time.
As long as you don't have to listen to the audio.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a family that was on a boating trip in Washington State, Puget Sound. And the woman realized that these several humpback whales were getting really close to their boat. And I guess she just got nervous and concerned that I guess they were going to flip the boat or something.
It's a possibility.
Yeah. Or jump onto the boat or whatever. She was getting nervous about the whales being really close. And she called 911. And this was filmed. I think the article I read said it was filmed by like her sister, actually. So
of course it's
I don't know if they meant for it to go like as unpopular, I guess, as it became, or to make her look as bad as it did.
Right. Her sister probably just was like kind of making fun of her, like, haha, look at my
yeah.
sister.
Yeah, probably. Whales. Probably. So on her sister's recording, you can hear the woman say to the dispatcher that she's really scared and she's afraid they're going to get flipped from the whales, which I could understand. But again, I think this was just like she's out of town and doesn't quite know what's going on.
Right. Because I don't know what they're going to do, the police or are they going to call the Coast Guard? I don't think the I don't know.
I feel like by the time the Coast Guard got there, though, is like the harm or the danger she might have felt that she was in would have passed.
Unless they were capsized, and then it would have been a perfectly reasonable thing. Because then the Coast Guard would have come and scooped them out.
Yeah.
Right. I would assume she was trying to contact, like, the Coast Guard.
Okay, but they weren't really just stuck in the middle where they were at, though. They could have moved their boat, right?
Right. I wonder if she was afraid that, like, the whales were, like, surrounding them or something. And
well, there were three of them. I mean, and, you know, whales are big. And I don't know what size boat they were on, but...
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess... So, at the end of the video, you can hear her say that she was scared and that she was worried that if something happened, she wanted the authorities to know where they were.
Right.
Mm.
So, I guess that's, like, if something happens, the Coast Guard can come get us here, basically. Or whoever would come get them.
She wasn't out of town... Like a tourist.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of people on like social media, on Twitter and everything, have made fun of her and kind of have like made comparisons between her calling the cops on the whales and like other people who call cops on like, you
people
know,
people of color.
Yeah, other people that they think are suspicious. And then everyone on Twitter is like, yeah, the whales didn't do anything. And, you know, these people are just calling the cops on anything. And it's kind of become a media sensation, which I'm sorry, lady.
She had a valid concern, I want to say, but I don't know. It's like Sarah said, like, how much do you think the police were really going to do to help you? I mean, yeah, let them know your location and things like that, but move your boat out of the way. That's how I feel.
And then yell at your sister for recording you and putting you on the internet so that it goes viral.
Yeah, I'm surprised they put it online. I feel like her sister would know better, maybe.
Oh, unless they just thought it was funny and other people would think it was funny. They probably didn't expect the backlash.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it became super popular. And I know that I believe I read this in the Huffington Post, and they contacted the woman who recorded the video and her sister, the woman who called the cops, to try and see if they would make a comment. And they denied making a comment, which makes sense.
Mm. Right. I think that even if she did make a comment, it would probably just make her sister look worse than her initial intention. Because I'm sure it's just like a family like laugh as far as her sister posting it.
Right. I think her sister should have just kept it for like family laughs.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Make a VHS or DVD. Watch it later.
This family woman actually makes more sense than the video I saw, I don't know, a year or so ago of a woman standing on a porch, I think of maybe a rented cabin, and this bear is, I think it started playing, but it was really just ripping her kayak apart.
Yeah.
And she is filming it while trying to reason with the bear. And she keeps saying, please, Mr. Bear, please don't do that. And she, like, this video is like 5 minutes long of her just pleading. And she's getting more and more desperate. Please, Mr. Bear, stop that. And I'm like, okay, that's not smart.
Let it have the kayak. Let it have it. It's no longer yours.
Yeah, you can't. Man. I mean, that's not logical.
I don't know what you think is going to happen.
I mean, if the bear had said, oh, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry.
Right. If it stood up and said, apologize to you, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
And you've got a whole different set of issues.
Right. I have seen a video, though, of, like, Like someone sees a bear cub and it basically just like kind of comes up under their porch and like comes around their house, and someone being like, oh, sorry, no, you can't come here. Like, oh, sorry. And, like, trying to like shoo them back out, right, and everything. So, bears and people.
I talk to my dogs like that, but at the same time, I realize that, being polite to them and saying please and thank you is kind of silly.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, there was someone in India who got mauled by a bear when trying to take a selfie with the bear.
I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah. So, I mean, it happens, and it's not smart. Please don't. If you want to call 911 on whales, don't film it. I don't know what the cops are going to tell you. They're probably going to be like, all right, well, if something happens, we'll come get you.
Right.
I don't know what else is going to happen. But we're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back and finish up our podcast.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. We are finishing up with our final weird news story.
And I'm going to tell it.
Hey, I have stories. Sarah.
That just makes me think. my husband and I call both sets of our parents every Sunday, and my husband delights in telling my mother weird stories. I mean, it's like his own version of the Weird News Podcast. He's always like, I have a story.
Oh, that's cute.
So this story actually comes from the Weird News husband, who said he was reading an article that there was an airline, a European airline, who had a special on trips to Europe, one-way tickets to Europe for $99.
Wow.
And then you could get a one-way ticket back for $99. But so people took advantage of this, obviously.
Yeah.
But then the company went under.
Oh, no.
And they didn't have relationships because they were a startup. So they didn't have relationships with other airlines. So people then were stuck. And it was a lot of people who normally couldn't afford a trip to Europe.
Right, yeah.
So they bought this $99 ticket, and then they couldn't use their return ticket, and then they just found themselves stuck. And
Europe?
Yeah, like France. And
oh my gosh.
Just to throw out a country.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh.
My mom jokingly said, I would just wait until my visa expired and get deported.
Oh, good plan.
Yeah, Mom, but what would you do in the meantime?
Right. Live
in some random Spanish alley?
Yeah.
I know, because those take a minute. Isn't like 3 to 6 months, depending on your visa?
Well, if you're just having a tourist visa, I don't know how long that would last.
Oh,
but
I guess
I would go to the embassy and say,
right,
I don't know how to get home. Because
I guess,
if you can't afford a ticket home, chances are good that you've taken time off your job and you could get fired. And that's going to just screw up your finances even
more.
And you
probably can't afford an extended trip in, France to pay for everything.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
I just can't even imagine. And now I forgot to look up the name of the airline, but
so were they able to get that money, that $99, the way back home or whatever, sent to another? They weren't able to get it sent to another airline.
It was a startup, and they didn't have relationships. Often airlines will have relationships, if they can't fly you, then you can transfer that ticket somehow. There's probably a fee,
right?
But
oh, that's horrible. So you're stuck in a foreign country and you're $100 out of pocket.
Right. So they didn't get any of their money back. Oh man.
Yeah.
That went up because you've probably saved up all your money for that trip.
Right.
That company, though, is like, was it really a startup company or was it just a scam? Because a lot of people would take advantage of that $100 and then you just say, oh, yeah, by the way, we're not a company and we just took all your money.
So it was Primera Air, which I've never heard of, which makes sense.
Right.
Since they don't exist anymore.
Right.
And it says
it
went under. They had to file for bankruptcy, shutting down operations. This is an article from October 2nd.
Oh.
So.
Oh, man.
I just can't imagine.
I would be so mad. I mean, I'm sure someone could look at it of like, well, I have an extended vacation. It's like, well, not really. You're stranded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And oh, out $100.
That's like, what's the Tom Hanks movie? Like Lost in Translation?
Oh, where he just lives in the airport. Yeah,
yeah. Like ketchup packets.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Where would you stay? Because like a hotel's expensive, you know? Like
right. Airbnb. And then,
right. I'd be like calling my mom. I would be freaking out.
And then you know the international rates for your phone calls. That's not cheap.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, I guess you like start make it like a Kickstarter when you're in Europe to try and get you back.
So this says, in the absence of options from the airline, the UK Civil Aviation Authority issued an advisory encouraging passengers to book their own alternative tickets home.
Oh. So then they have to, and those are not cheap.
No, especially not last minute. No. The authority further elaborated that passengers may be able to file a claim with their credit card issuers or travel insurance providers.
Oh.
But, you know, if you're getting a $99 ticket, what are the odds you got travel insurance?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
That's a horrible story.
I just realized that was kind of a depressing note to end on. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I mean, people should be aware, you know.
Yeah.
I guess,
back to
have a backup plan.
Yeah.
We're going to Europe. Hey, what should we do if we can't get home?
Have extra savings, I guess, if you have to buy another ticket.
Yeah.
Just, you know, if you haven't heard of the airline, double check and use Delta or something, you know.
You know, there's always those emails that you get that come from, they look like they're from a person you know. Like, I get an email from Heidi. It's from her email address. It says, I never do this, but I'm stuck in London.
Exactly.
And could you just send me some money to get home? No one would believe you.
Right.
Yeah. No, don't trust that. I'll have to call you.
Yeah.
Sarah, I'll call you when I'm stuck in Europe and I don't know how to get back.
Right.
That way you don't just get a fishy email.
I don't even want to know how much that's going to cost, though.
I'll collect call the roaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, you collect. I'll do a collect call.
Okay.
Sounds good.
And then just say, like, I'm stuck in Europe as my name. And then you can refer back to my voice and be like, oh, yeah, that's Ariel.
We're making a pact now.
Right. Stuck in Europe.
Yeah,
exactly.
And be like, I don't want to accept the call. And then hang up. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
And then what? Okay, she's stuck in Europe. Crap. I don't know where she went.
Yeah, exactly. Right. How do you send me money?
Or just get arrested and use, like, your free call. If they do that in Europe.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know who
find
would...
me.
Oh, man.
I'm in the Tower of London.
Right.
That would be a nightmare.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That would.
How many people were affected by this?
You know, I can't find that information. I'm still looking.
Oh, man. Well, I am so sorry to all those people who had to experience being stuck in Europe, or even the people who weren't stuck in Europe and just didn't get their money back.
Yeah.
That also sucks.
And right. had to spend probably several thousand dollars on a return trip.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Or had to cancel all their plans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That really sucks. So I'm so sorry, guys. Well, I hope that story wasn't too depressing, but hopefully it can be an advisory to be careful and to plan your travel wisely.
Right.
But thank you guys so much for listening to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, and we hope you all will all tune in next week.